You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm one of your hosts, Wes Ray, CEO of Visit Stockton.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers, the Director of Marketing and Communications at Visit Stockton.
And I'm Anthony Steves, Content Manager and Pop Culture Enthusiast of Visit Stockton.
You guys, we are super excited to be kicking off the This is Stockton podcast, where we're planning to talk to really awesome Stocktonians, tell you all about the Stockton, California story, and keep you up to date on all the events and happenings that are happening in town. And to kick things off, we wanted, you know, to have all of our listeners get to know a bit about us and why we're so excited about kicking off this podcast and give you a little sample of what it's going to be. So Wes and Anthony, I think let's start by giving everyone a rundown about what Stockton's all about. So Wes, can you give us a little background on Stockton? Any cool facts or tidbits you got stored away?
Well, first of all, we are Stockton, California. If you are listening from, you know, some weird place in the world that we may not be aware of. So Stockton, California, there are other Stocktons. Did you know that? You know, we get a lot of calls actually for Stockton, Missouri and Stockton, New Jersey, but we are in California, in the Central Valley of California. We're about 75 miles east of San Francisco, about 45 miles south of Sacramento. And we are right on Interstate 5 and Highway 99 in California, easy to get to. In 2020, we were voted the most diverse city by U.S. News and World Report. So that's good kudos for us. So a little bit about kind of the melting pot of the city we are, which I really don't like that word melting pot. We have a lot of great diversity in our community. We are the 11th largest city in California. So we're not a small town. We're a little over 300,000 people. And we're the 58th largest city in the United States. So when you put it in that kind of perspective, you know, we all feel like very small town in Stockton, I think, you know, because we are primarily an agricultural region around us. But we are, you know, a relatively big city. So that's kind of Stockton in a nutshell. And we'll get into a little more details here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I dig it. Glad to be from here. Glad to be living here. Wes, do you have any like cool historical facts about Stockton? Like, why is Stockton a city?
Why is Stockton a city? You know, a matter of fact, Stockton is one of the oldest cities in California. We were actually founded, or we just celebrated our 172nd birthday in July.
Happy birthday, Stockton.
I know. 1850. And, you know, we were actually a city before the state was officially a state. So we've been here a while. We are actually founded because, you know, the Gold Rush, California, right? 1849. Everybody from across the globe was coming to California. A lot of them came through San Francisco, and they actually came up the channel to Stockton because we are a waterfront port city, right? We're 75 miles, nautical miles inland, but we do have big ships and big ocean-going vessels that come into our city. So everybody came to the Gold Rush, and they came to Stockton, and really Stockton was developed because we were the supply center for the southern mines of the gold country just to our east. And so all of the miners came here. They went up the mountains and mined for gold, and then they came back down. This is where they got their supplies. And so actually a lot of Stockton originally, the original buildings were built from ships that were kind of abandoned in the waterway. Like, people came, they brought their boats here, and then they're like, oh, see ya. And they just left their stuff in the channel and people built stuff with it. So
look at us.
Right?
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Yeah.
The Gold Rush, you know, didn't last that long. So we had a lot of people here, right? We were a big city. So then agriculture really became a prominent part of our community. And again, that Gold Rush really started the foundation of our diversity, right? Because we had, you know, Chinese Americans and Japanese, and obviously later folks from Mexico and all over the globe came to Stockton. I mean, we were founded by a German immigrant. So, you know, that diversity started really early on. So agriculture played an early role. And obviously this maritime history that we also have, being a port city, also kind of fed into just who we became as a town, and just also just being, you know, centrally located in California, you know, right kind of in the middle of the Central Valley. The Northern Central Valley is just really kind of spurred our growth moving forward. That's why the University of the Pacific decided to move here And they actually just had a birthday. They're 98 years in this city, so two years from their centennial, right? But they are actually the oldest chartered university in California. Their oldest chartered private university in California. So we're excited to be a university town. But, you know, one of the reasons they came here was because, you know, where we're located. So anyway, we, you know, we continue to have a strong agriculture history in our county. Agriculture is the number one commodity still. It is the number one driver of our economy. So, you know, we're a big city. We got these agricultural roots. We have this whole water and delta system around us. So definitely kind of a unique place in Northern California. Where else can you take a boat from San Francisco, get off and walk, you know, a block and a half and go see a movie?
Yep. You know, 172. I don't think we'll look a day over 121. I'm just saying.
No, we're pretty young.
City. We look good. We look good.
Little young Stockton. I explained to people, I am a classic boomerang. I grew up in Stockton. I moved out of state for college and I moved back last summer. And one of the things I often find myself explaining to people is that in the Central Valley, where Stockton is located, we are growing all the produce that's like feeding the world. Like, I don't know an exact percent. I always tell people 90% of the fruits and nuts in the world are grown in or in the nation are grown in this area. So it's a giant agricultural area, but also has like a lot of city feel to it as well. So it's a nice blend of everything. And I don't know. It's a fun place to be. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about what people can expect from our podcast and some of the cool things that we're going to get into. And thank you, Wes, for giving us the deep dive into the history. So one of the things we're really excited about is, you know, us being such a big, large, diverse city is we want to get down and talk to like our small business owners, our community leaders, these local artists, and these Stockton celebrities. So we're really looking forward to hosting an interview program on the podcast. Another thing we're really excited about are special events. We're going to tell you about not only our owned events, but also really cool large-scale community events. And a special segment we're going to have every week is Pop Culture Moments with our friend Anthony. So Anthony, if you don't mind explaining what those are going to be about.
Yes, I am the big pop culture nerd residing here inside this talk and this podcast. I've always called myself the movie fanatic, comic book fan, and pro wrestling defender. So you're going to get all the pop culture from me here, including such episodes as Stockton's Tie to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the film history here in Hollywood North Stockton, and some famous names, past and present, including names that were former students at UOP, University of the Pacific, and some sports and athletic mixed martial arts names that, you know, come from this area, as well as some urban legends and some dark and ominous stories from the past that I might be talking to you about. And that's just a few of the episodes you'll be getting from Pop Culture Moments with me.
I'm excited. That sounds interesting.
I'm excited too.
And going on with that, I was thinking about talking about our favorite parts of Stockton, what we love, what stands out the most to us. Now, for me, it is the events that occur in this city. We have so many events that are of such different cultures and mix, and they come together. It's a fun time that brings the community together. The events that are food-based, so many different food-based events that occur in this city. So many different, because of the different cultures, you got the different flavors that are here, and it just brings together everyone that's in this city, and it just turns out to be a fun time. So I got to say the events are one of my big favorite occurrences here in the city.
Yeah, I dig it. One of the things I alluded to was that we at Visit Stockton, we have a couple owned events. So, you know, we host the Stockton Brewfest. We host the Feast at the Fox, which is our Farm to Fork celebration that we have right downtown in front of the Bob Hope Theater. And we also host hopefully loved by all of the community, the new Stockton Flavor Fest that happens every May. So those are just a couple of the events that we like to promote in this office and on our podcast. And we're also going to talk about, you know, concerts and theater events, cultural festivals, and like Anthony spoke about, sporting events. And we have so many really cool events locations throughout the city: UOP, Delta College, the Bob Hope, the Stockton Civic Theater, the arena, the ballpark. So
Stockton.
We have lots of cool events. Stockton. Yeah, exactly. We have lots of events in Stockton. And so if any of you are interested in hearing more about it, you can check out visitstockton.org, where we have the city's largest events calendar. And you can also sign up for our weekly events newsletter at visitstockton.org as well. Wes, what's your favorite thing to talk about Stockton? Let me guess, based on what you last said. Anything to do with location?
Historia.
Well, I think that's one of the favorite things that people really love, you know, not just folks that live here, but people who visit here, is our kind of central location, right? It's not only the closest point in California where Highway 99 and I-5, our north and south arteries in the state, come together, but it also has a lot of arteries going east and west. So it's easy to get into, and it's also easy to get out of. And so what's cool about being a resident of Stockton is that it's easy to, you know, explore the rest of amazing places in California. You know, we're 2.5 hours from Yosemite National Park. I mean, people come across the globe for that, right? We're an hour and a half. Well, okay, let's be real about traffic. We're 2 hours from San Francisco. And, you know, again, another place that people come across the globe to visit. Lake Tahoe is about, 2.5, 3 hours, depending mm-hmm. on traffic. You know, we have all these world-class destinations that are just, you know, within arm's reach of us. And that's a pretty amazing thing. I think all of us as Stocktonians, we probably take that all for granted, right? That people actually travel across the globe to come to these places that are just like right in our backyard. So
I know I we're think spoiled. Location,
yeah, right. I know. And of course, with our location, we have great climate. I mean, you know, it's a little warm in the summer, but I like the heat. It's a dry heat. So I think that's, you know, this Central Valley is a great place because we have amazing weather. I think we have some 230 something days of sunshine each year here. But, you know, how many destinations in California are, you know, 2.5, not even 2 hours from the ski resorts or 2 hours from the ocean? You know, we're kind of smack dab in the middle. And so I think our residents like that. And so it works the same way with visitors, right? When we talk about bringing people to Stockton for our attractions or our festivals and events, it's easy to get to. You know, we have 10 million people within a 100-mile radius of our city. And so, you know, people are very familiar with our city and it's easy to get in and out. And of course, because of our freeways, a lot of people do just drive through, you know, obviously this artery, because I-5 goes all the way from Canada to Mexico. So, you know, everybody's driving through Stockton if they're doing that California road trip. So, you know, I always just love our location. And as we talked about earlier, ag is, you know, so important to that, and having that fresh produce, as we kind of mentioned and alluded to, that we are the breadbasket of the world here. And, you know, the farmers markets and all those things just make, you know, just part of that location factor that we can just not only grow our own fruits and vegetables, which I do love, like everybody in Stockton has some kind of orange tree or fruit tree in their yard, yep. Right? We all grow our tomatoes every season. But it's those farmers markets too, man. They're just so good. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. I just love to be able to buy that fresh produce that's locally grown. So anyway, yeah, for me, it's all about location, 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 location.
Well, and that kind of feeds into my favorite thing, to talk about and to celebrate in Stockton, which is the food. So yeah, mm-hmm. obviously we have this amazing fresh produce and great markets, but like Wes alluded to earlier, we are coined the most diverse city in America. So with that, we have a freaking incredible global food scene in Stockton. There is just, if you want to try it, we have the opportunity for you to do it in Stockton. So when Wes and I were kind of formulating this idea for Stockton Flavor Fest, something I'd mentioned was like, where else in the world can you go and have like Peruvian food for lunch and then mm-hmm. Thai for dinner and then top it off? There, you can just try anything. So, you know, maybe your budget doesn't allow you to travel the world to go try the, you know, fruits of the labor from all these other countries. You can certainly come down to Stockton and try it. One of my personal favorites, Siamese Street on the Miracle Mile, on the very northern border of the Miracle Mile. So that's my shameless plug for some of my favorite global foods. But it's just a great way to like celebrate a culture. It's an easy way to like introduce yourself into someone else's culture. We've, you know, Anthony spent a lot of time and effort in our office creating these really awesome blogs about, you know, how to experience ethnic foods. We have top list blogs, you know, the top 10 places to get kick-ass donuts in Stockton, what have you. So we really try to celebrate that here in this office and let people explore our culture and diversity through our food. So that's my plug for food in Stockton. I don't think the food scene is anywhere like it else in the world. So
agreed.
You got a favorite food spot? Or not favorite, we can't say favorite, but what place do you tend to visit regularly, Anthony, in Stockton?
Oh, Misaki.
Misaki
is one of my favorites, yeah. That's a go-to for me.
I love it. Wes?
You know, for me, it's always Market Tavern, you know?
I know all of us, often based on where our houses are located close
that's
our
true.
Old reliables.
Anywhere in that whole neighborhood. I mean, the Market Tavern restaurant group has a prime steakhouse, has a Mexican restaurant, and of course has Market Tavern, the restaurant. But I just love the focus on a locally grown and locally sourced food.
Totally.
I mean, that's their focus. I mean, everything you order there, you know where it was either grown or where it was raised. I love Market Tavern, you know. I always eat the same damn thing there, but I
same with Misaki, like same it. Thing.
Yeah. I know. It's actually been so fun for me because, like I mentioned earlier, I grew up here. So there's some of the old staples that I was used to. And I grew up on the east side of town. So we were kind of, you know, I was privy to go to restaurants east of 99. And now moving my husband here with me, he did not grow up in Stockton. So he has just been like on Reddit, on Facebook, on Yelp, like finding all these places. So there's always, I don't know, places I never heard of that he's now unearthing for us because he's coming into it all with fresh eyes. And my parents always tease us. They're like, I've lived here for 50 years and I've never even heard of this place. And now they have their new favorite birria taco stand because my husband's just been scrounging around the internet finding all the hidden gems. So
that's just the way it is though, right? We all just live in our little lane, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're lucky to, in our world at Visit Stockton that we learn about all these new places. And obviously we go out a lot as a team to do these, but you really kind of get in your little comfort zone in this town. And you know, it's this podcast will hopefully encourage you to get out and explore more great things in our city.
Absolutely. And something I know we mentioned internally as well is we're excited to kind of share with you any of the new openings of places and whatnot too. So then when your friends and family are in town and asking you for suggestions, you can be one of the ones like my husband who knows about the hot new places and seem very cool amongst your peers. So we'll try our best to keep you as up to date as we can. Okay, you guys, thank you for sharing all of your favorite things that we're excited about. Anthony, can you tell our listeners where they can find out more information about Visit Stockton?
Of course, they can head on over to our website, visitstockton.org, where all of our information is located. They can also follow us on social media. That's Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok with the account name @VisitStockton on all those channels. And there's, of course, our physical address, which is 125 Bridge Place on the second floor.
Yeah, we are right downtown next door to the Cinema Plaza. So folks come here a lot to buy merchandise. That's probably the number one reason people come here, right? To get t-shirts, mugs, hats, all the cool Stockton swag we have. But it's also a great place to get visitor information. But we are actually very excited that we are going to be moving. Now, if you didn't know, the building we're in, the B&M building, is actually the second oldest brick structure in the city of Stockton. It was built in the mid-1860s. So it's been a phenomenal place for the last 9.5 years to have an office, but we are outgrowing our space. And there's a ghost here, and that kind of freaks some people out. So
we are
going to be moving at the end of this year over to what they call the Sperry Building. The Sperry Building is located right down the street from our current location. It'll be on Weber Avenue, but it's part of the original Sperry Flour Mill Complex. So the original part of the Sperry Building was built in the late 1800s, and then there was an addition in the early 1900s. So again, we are going into another national landmark building in Stockton. So we're excited about that, and we'll be moving probably at the end of this year. So depending on when you're listening to this podcast, in 2023, we will definitely be at a different location, but still located right on the waterfront in downtown Stockton. So we're super excited about that.
And to meet our new ghost friend in our next very old historic building. Mm-hmm. I know. We luckily have our, if Anthony didn't already mention, he's also our in-house ghost hunter. So I'm sure he will talk about that in one of his pop culture moments at some point during the podcast.
There's a lot of that. You know, there's a whole paranormal group that's in our county and our city that has done a lot of visits. And they have actually done ghost tours downtown. So yeah, if you do a quick internet search on ghosts and Stockton, our building will come up. There's also some other cool ones too, so yeah, maybe a whole paranormal podcast sometime.
I want to party with them. I want to party with that crew.
Party with the crew. I love it. Awesome. And so thanks you guys for giving us the scoop on Visit Stockton and all the things we're excited about for the podcast. If you want to learn more about the podcast, we have a website, which is thisisstockton.com. And periodically throughout the podcast, we might talk about some images or supporting facts that we want to share with you. And all of those things will be posted on our Instagram account, which is at This Is Stockton Podcast. So we're very excited to be on this journey together and with all of you. And thanks. Thanks for being along for the ride.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Wes. We're super excited about having a new podcast. You know, just to recognize those who came before us too. You know, they're, gosh, Matt Beckwith, a local fan of Visit Stockton, he started Podcast Stockton, like, I want to say it was almost 10 years ago, a man way before his time. We're just excited to bring a new podcast to Stockton. There's not really a podcast focused on Stockton, focused on the things happening in Stockton, the people of Stockton, the food of Stockton. So we're just excited and actually honored to be able to bring this to not only our residents, but our potential visitors and everybody in our region. So we're
Yeah, absolutely.
Excited.
Very excited. It's like, this is the stuff that we're excited about talking within the walls of our office. And now we get to force everyone else to listen to it. So what could be better?
Force people?
When they press play. When they press play. Yeah.
We need more listeners. No, we think you guys will enjoy it as much as we do. So we have a passion for the city and we are excited to share it. So.
Yeah, and if you have ideas, make sure you slide into our DMs on the Stockton podcast.
You said the thing.
Yes.
And
you said the thing.
Give us some tips if you want to, you know, if you think you want to be interviewed or if you have ideas for people we should be talking to or things you want us to hear us talk about, let us know for sure.
Yes, please, please, please. We would be so appreciative of that. We think we know it all, but we certainly don't. So we will take any tidbits that you have to offer.
I mean,
so.
Wes knows a lot.
Wes does know a lot. He knows a lot. So well, Anthony and I are going to learn a lot on the journey as well. So awesome.
Full of work.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. See ya. Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton and produced by Relic.